Give me one moment.
Hi, thank you for holding. I'm speaking with Phyllis.
Yes, this is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis. Good afternoon. My name is Tyler. I'm a specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going?
It's going good. Just busy like everybody else.
I hear you. Absolutely. It feels kind of like a Monday over here, but at least we're halfway through the week, right? Happy Wednesday to you.
That's exactly right.
Always got to think of the positives. Well, Phyllis, it's a pleasure to meet you. I know you were speaking with Mary. She is one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yes, I told her that I'm very familiar because we're members of HOUSE and we're members of Angie's List. And so I know that we're also members of Google, but I don't know how infiltrated, because I just set it up myself, and I haven't had time really to go back and check on it. So it's probably not as in-depth as the other two.
Yeah.
But she wanted to get me over because I am on a time crunch, and let me go over the packages. And if they're not too expensive, then maybe we can do something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Phyllis, we do make it very affordable for you. She did tell me that you just signed up with Angie's List and that took a pretty penny out of, a nice chunk of change out of your pocket. So, now we don't work like HomeAdvisor. I do want to let you know that we work with the search engine. So basically what would happen is if a client contacted you by typing in one of your service, like custom builders near me or any keywords related to a service that you're offering, they'd be able to contact you directly without you having to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. They would find you through the search engines and not on a directory. Okay, so that's how we differ from HomeAdvisor, and you don't have to pay for leads. Also, we don't make you sign anything annual like they do as well, because we're not putting you on a directory. It is a 2-month verbal agreement, but the pricing is month per month with no contracts. And it's a 2-month verbal agreement because our platinum package has all the tools inside of it that Google looks for in order to get your return on investment within that first 2-month time frame. But here are all of the program details that it comes along with. You're going to be getting complete Google local optimization set up. That means you'd be placed under the map found as a top recommended option in your local area, so calls could come directly to you. In addition to that, we would also be providing first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. And then in order to help your company rank on the front page, we place you on the directories as well. The directory submissions that we place you on are the bigger, more popular ones, like the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also provide for you is the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their locations are always changing when they're traveling. So what we would do is really optimize your company. That way you do show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, Android, and any kind of tablet out there. And with your website, it's angelibusinessdesigns.com. Is that yours?
I'm sorry, what?
NGLewisDesigns.com, excuse me.
Yes, that's how it
is. Okay. My apologies. I kind of slayed that right there. So, that is your website.
No,
so basically, normally within the package, we build websites for our clients, but since you don't need one built, what we can do is I can provide you with a nice, pretty substantial discount. But what we would do with your website is not change any of the content that's on there. It's beautiful, by the way. I'm looking at it right now. But what we would do
it needs to be updated. I've got so much work I need to do with it, but I haven't had time.
Time's always an issue when it comes to these kinds of things. But I mean, like I said, if you wanted our help, we would have to redesign you one if you wanted an updated one. But if you like the one that you do have, then obviously it would be up to you to update it when you're on your own leisure, when you have some time. But we can promote it as is, of course. That way it gets exposure. We promote it on the front page of Google and Bing and the directory submissions. That way, if these are clients, these are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do searches for the services you're offering, they'd be able to pull you up from that platform they're searching from and, of course, contact you directly. Okay. And then also, the pricing, we do make it very affordable for you, Phyllis. Now, normally, without any of the discounts and when we are building the website of our client, it does run at the original rate, normally at $499 with a $199 programming fee. But with the discount implemented, I'm going to be able to implement 2 credits for you. The new and business rate discount reduces the cost all the way down to just $149, and it waives the programming fee entirely. And that would be an outdoor cost. There's no other hidden fees involved at that price point. There are no other surcharges. And like I said, a set of fees would be waived entirely.
Okay, and that's $149 a month after that?
Correct, yes. It would be locked in at that discounted rate. It would never go up or change on you.
Okay. All right, okay. We can do that.
Okay, well, it's
so
definitely going to be something.
So if you get us set up.
Yeah, absolutely,
sorry,
absolutely.
Then,
because
I'm already listed with Google right now, and how I can, I guess I could figure out how to cancel it, or if you could merge with whatever we've got, and you take over that would be fine. Or is that how you work?
That's exactly how we would work. So basically, we would take the listing that you already have on Google, and we would move it up to the front page. Okay. Absolutely, Phyllis. Well, it's going to be something that would make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, what I have to do is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay.
Okay.
So I just need a few more minutes of your time here. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 817-565-9264. Would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach?
Yes, that would be me.
Okay, perfect. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 6495 Thorpe Springs in Weatherford. Is that a business location,
yeah,
storefront, or is it a home address?
We work from our home because we're usually at job sites most of the day, so we don't spend money on, and we save our clients money by not having a giant office.
I understand. Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. So,
our home base at the moment, and then we work everywhere from up to Springtown to Mineral Wells into Fort Worth. We usually don't go past 820 east. So, but a 45-mile radius.
Understood. Okay. Understood. All righty. And then, Phyllis, now give me 1 second here. Okay. And then also the zip code out there, just to correct me if I'm wrong, I found it as 76087.
Yes, but let's use the central Weatherford one with the 76086.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. You said 77 what now?
76086 is the central one, which will take us to the central part of Weatherford instead of where we're at, closer to Granbury.
Understood. But the one, the 76087 zip code is where you can accept the mail, right?
Yes, that is our current zip code.
Understood. Okay. All righty. And then also, Phyllis, for the account purposes, what's your last name? Is it Lewis? Just going off the business name?
Mine is Fisher. My maiden name is Lewis.
Understood. Okay. Gotcha. And then for the account purposes, Phyllis, what would be the best email address to use for you or your business?
M.G. Lewis. Let me backtrack. M.G. at mglewisdesign.com.
Design just with no S, right? Design.com?
With an S.
Okay.
Yes, with,
just
an
make,
S.
With an S, plural. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So mg at mglewisdesigns.com?
Correct.
Perfect. And then also, Phyllis, for the account purposes, or also, for the hours of operation for the business, how would you like them shown? Do you operate it Monday through Friday? Is it 7 days a week? How does that work for you?
We usually, you know, depending on the client, we usually work 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, we're usually 8:30 to 6 p.m.
And that's Friday, you said Monday through Friday? Or Monday through Thursday?
Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, we're usually taking off a little early, usually around 2 or 3. And Saturday, you can put it from like 9:30 to 4. and Sunday 1 to 5.
4. Sunday 1 to 5. And then, I'm sorry, you said Friday, well, Monday through Thursday is 8:30 to 6:30, right? And then you said...
And then Friday you can use 8:30 to 3, or 8:30 to 2. Put it to 2.
Absolutely. And then Saturdays was 9:30 to 4, and Sunday was 1 to 5.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then also, when you're finished with a job, Phyllis, of course, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for your business?
Yeah, well, I've got the credit card hooked up, but usually they're so large, depending on the deposits, we usually just get a check or have
that
them wire
sense.
It.
Understood. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. All righty. And then also, now, did you have any other forms of social media out there, like a Facebook, an Instagram, anything like that that's built for your business?
No, not right now.
Okay, understood, understood. And then also, we might be able to help you with that. And then also, Phyllis, if we would need to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email? What's the best way you prefer us to reach you?
Any of the above, probably an email and then text.
An email and then a text message? Okay. We can absolutely do that for you. Okay. All righty. And then give me 2 more seconds here. Oh, and then what I'm doing right now for you, Phyllis, is I am sending you over an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox as a client support. That's how it will be labeled. It's going to give you 2 forms of contact inside of the email. You're going to have my phone number that's located at the very bottom of the email, and then at the top of the email, right when you open it, you'll notice client support's number. Each and every time you try to call these numbers with their extensions typed in afterwards, you'll be able to reach a live agent each and every time, me, myself, or a live client support agent that would be able to address or answer any questions that you may have for them. Okay.
Okay.
And then I did send that over to you successfully right now. It shows me that the email sent over to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we need to do, Phyllis, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the $149 discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your business?
A debit card.
Now, does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just read with one or the other?
It reads my dad's name, M-G, and then Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And I did get your email, Tyler.
Perfect. And then you are going to be getting an invoice via transaction, Phyllis. Just give me 2 seconds here. And you said your dad's name was M-G Lewis?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second here. I'm just going to put that for the account purposes. All righty. And then the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, Phyllis, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
All right, 4005-7008-0050.
Okay.
7008. Expires 11 of 24.
Okay. And the CVC on the back?
It is 126.
126. And is that card connected to the 6495 Thorpe Springs Road address?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Now, I'm going to repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy here. I do have a Visa, since it starts with a 4005-7008-0050-7008. And I have November of 24 and 126?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the card is coded out. It only shows the last 4 digits. But now, what I'm going to be doing right now is I'm going to be putting together the package, but also going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Okay, Phyllis, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?"
M.G. Lewis, I'm sorry, state my our company name?
Correct, yes, for the sake of the recording, please.
I'm sorry. Lewis Designs and Construction. And we also have MG Lewis Designs and Construction.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Lewis Custom Homes. So go ahead.
Understood. Understood. All righty. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Phyllis Fisher, partial owner.
All righty. Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But Phyllis, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes, your calls. I don't want a bunch of other calls. We get that crap all day.
Well, there might be something that we can help you with. I mean, we can't prevent other companies from contacting you, but like I said, if we need to contact you, obviously it's going to be in regards to the account that you have with us, so we ask that you be responsive to those in a reasonable period of time.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. And your give me one second here. All righty. And then your payment for and to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, my computer, give me one second here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? That's where it froze on me.
I don't really understand the question. Will help me with other things?
Well, no. Basically, what that question asks you is if another company calls you and they offer you some sort of marketing or advertising for the business, to make sure that you wouldn't double pay for a service that we're already providing for you over here, to make sure of that before moving forward, if you decided to, that other company called you, just to make sure you don't double pay, we ask that you give us a phone call to make sure calling you about, so you don't double pay for a service that we may already be doing for you over here.
Okay, yes. No, I won't do that.
Okay, perfect. And we're not saying you can. We just don't want you double paying for something and waste money.
And normally I wouldn't have today, but I've been needing to get Google, and you offered a fairly good price, so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, Phyllis. I can definitely tell you that. Okay. Now the payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's June 29th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $149. When the term is completed, the agreement would normally automatically renew the following month on the same day of the 29th, but it would renew that same discounted amount of $149. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for next month of service, Phyllis. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the 149. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email sent over to your account showing you that 149 came out of your account. Okay, it's going to be an email that's sent over to you. Now, I'll wait for that confirmation. I'm going to be sending you over we do have to set you up for a client interview. Now, the client interview process, that's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, but they'd be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and they'd be also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Now, I can get you in today. I'm not sure what your schedule looks like, but I do have a give me one second here.
I'm really super busy today.
Yeah.
So it might have Friday or sometime next week.
Okay, let's do it. Well, the sooner the better. Let's try to see if we can get you in a fair time on Friday. I do have all day available. So what time would work best for you on Friday?
On Friday, probably around 11.
around 11. Okay, and right now I believe it's around 1, correct?
Yes, it's 1 o'clock right now.
Okay.
And I did get a text and an invoice from
Perfect,
him.
Perfect. Okay, so, and I'm going to need you to pull up that invoice for me in a second here. Actually, if you could do that for me right now while I program you into the calendar, Phyllis. And then you're going to see, after you pull it up, about the fifth line down from the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Sorry, I was saving the thing.
Oh, no, definitely all right.
Schedule an appointment, email, access your, click here. Okay, I had to go up.
Okay. Yeah, once you click there, that's going to take you to another page that says Bulk Splash Terms of Experience at the top. And then what they're going to do is you scroll down and show you a summary of the services that are included within the package. That's for yours and Andy's, just for your personal personal records. And then if you scroll down, though, you see towards the bottom where it says cancellation and refunds in bigger letters?
I haven't got just there yet.
Yeah, it's towards the bottom a little bit further. So, but like I said, take your time. And then while you're reading that,
the link expired, and I had already signed it whenever you were telling me to look.
So oh.
Not letting me go.
Okay, perfect. So you did sign it, though, and when you confirmed it, did it take you to another page that said Local Splash's name and password?
To log in. Yeah.
Okay. So the username, that's going to be your phone number. The 1-8-8-1-7 area code first, 565-9264.
Okay.
The password, that's going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow at the time of the client interview. Okay, Phyllis. And then once you disconnect with my agents tomorrow, you're always able to customize them to whatever you want them to be, the username and password, of course, so nobody else knows what they are. That way you and MG are the only ones that do know. Okay, but other than that, they're going to be contacting you tomorrow on the number, this one, 817-565-9264, and you're going to be getting this, and you're going to be conducting the client interview, right?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, alrighty. I just want to make sure that I'm putting your name in there. That way they're addressing you properly tomorrow when they give you a phone call. And again, that's going to be coming to you tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Okay, that works best for you?
Okay. That works really good.
Okay. And then other than that, Phyllis, I mean, I did get you all set up to get you a call tomorrow, but before we disconnect here on our end, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No, I think we're good. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time to speak with us today as well, and you enjoy the rest of your day. We will look forward to working with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Tyler. Thank you, Phyllis.
No, Tyler was right. It's all right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.